Welcome to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, the podcast for inspiration and encouragement. Welcome to episode 30, Loss and Hope. We will all experience loss at some point in our lives, and for some, more so than others. Losing someone or something we once held dear can be so very painful and difficult to come to terms with. Now, there are really only two types of loss, but the variations that we have to deal with in our lifetimes can be infinite, especially when you take into account how you and I will actually process that loss. The first type of loss is the loss of possessions, because this type of loss can be absolutely devastating, but it's not permanent. Yes, I get that we can lose irreplaceable things that we cannot put a value on, but in the end, it's just that. A thing. A thing that wasn't meant to last forever in the first place. Now, the most painful loss, the type of loss that freezes us, shakes us to the core, and yet this type of loss has a level of depthness to it that can't be ignored even at the very base level. The type of loss I'm referring to is the loss of a loved one. Someone you cared for deeply, someone you shared with, grew with, struggled with, and triumphed with through the pain, the darkness, all the way through to the light. Mourning the loss of a loved one bears a pain that is seemingly impossible to overcome, as nothing can prepare you for it, no matter how many times you've experienced it. What makes this type of loss so painful is the fact that we are built for relationships. Relationship with one another, but more importantly, to be in relationship with our Creator, God. And that's where hope comes in. You see, we will lose our lives by conforming to this world, not realizing that the ramifications of that decision is catastrophic. The Bible tells us whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for Christ's sake and the gospel's will save it. We cry when we lose loved ones, even cry when we lose valuable possessions. But when it comes to the things that are slowly killing us from the inside out by conforming our minds to the behaviors and customs of this world, we have become numb and fallen prey to the enemy's plan to kill, steal, and destroy us all. I pray that you will rest your hope in Jesus Christ and not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thanks for listening.